trash can.
Trash can. Ever heard people call it anything besides that?
No.
Garbage can?
Oh, yeah, garbage can. Same
thing?
Yeah.
Were those made out of...
Those are made out of galvanized steel. Some type of metal.
What do you call this, this thing, utensil that you could use to, fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Ever heard anybody call that anything?
A skillet.
Skillet, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you ever heard, probably a long time ago, of something like that you could use for cooking things in, actually in the fireplace? Might have had legs on it or something like that.
No, not familiar.
Have you ever heard the spider used in that connection?
No.
Using it in a frying pan or skillet, something like that. You mentioned a wash pot a while ago. Is there anything like that, except maybe smaller? Or say, you know, if you were going to boil tea, this thing with the spout, you know.
Oh, a kettle.
Yeah, tea kettle.
Uh-huh.
Or another container, since we're talking about containers, this thing that you would use to put cut flowers in, you know, to brighten up
a vase.
Call that a vase. Any other type of, now you don't grow flowers in a vase, do you?
No.
You would grow them in a...
In your yard.
Yeah, or say a container. What would
a flower pot.
Call that a flower pot. Do people keep flower pots in the house like they
sure.
do?
Sure, yeah.
The utensils that you most often use, you know, when you're eating a meal, you use a...
Knife and a fork and spoon.
And if you're having steak, more than likely...
Have a steak knife.
Or a set of steak...
Knives.
We'll talk about eating a meal. When you get through, what do you do with the dirty dishes?
You wash them.
And after you get through washing them,
you dry them, and then you put them up.
Well, okay, but before you dry them, in order to get all the soapy,
you rinse them.
Have you ever heard people say anything besides rinse the dishes? Mean the same thing?
No.
Have you ever heard people say scald them?
No.
Haven't heard that. And when you're washing the dishes. This, the cloth that you use, you know.
The dish rag.
That's the dish rag. Well, what about the one that you use when drying?
That's a dish towel.
That's a dish towel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, talking about that type of thing, you know, when you're taking a bath, a small one that you might use to...
Is a wash rag.
That's
also a washcloth.
And the big one that you draw...
Is a towel.
Say, in the kitchen, you know, over the sink, the thing that the water comes out of, you call that
the faucet.
That's the faucet. Well, what about the, you know, the one in the yard?
That's a spigot.
I see. Well, you know, some of these portable water containers that, say, men who work for the highway department use when they're on the road, there's usually some little deal, you know, that you can press or push or something.
That's a spigot.
That's a spigot, too. Have you ever had any trouble at your house, say during winter time when it gets real cold, with your pipes? Any trouble? Say you get up.
Sometimes they freeze.
Yeah.
And
do they ever?
They burst. Yeah.
A long time ago, moving on to something else. When people were going to buy a good bit of flour, say, or something like that, a large quantity, the big wooden thing, you know, with the staves that it would come in.
The barrel.
Call that a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those things that go around the barrel, you know, to hold the staves in place?
The metal bands that go
bands.
Around? I guess, I don't know.
Well, you remember another term when that... The craze was going around, these plastic things, the hula.
A hula hoop.